ぜひ、リモート対抗。
もう説明したり、ね、ウェブ先に食べていい。
第二章十一节到十三节是另一种，诗歌在提到救恩所代表的应许。
In chapter 2, verse 11 to 13, it's a hymn telling us about the promise of salvation.
如果我们跟他同死，要跟他同活。
If we die with him, we'll also live with him.
如果我们能忍耐。
If we endure, we will reign with him as king. If we deny him, he will also deny us. And if we are faithless, he will remain faithful. And from verse 14 to 26,
现在提到要做一个神在神面前啊，没有亏欠的工人。
It tells us about how do we become a worker that is right before God.
这是我们每一个人需要自我要求的目标。
And this should be something we all strive for.
那要做一个在神面前没有亏欠的工人啊。可以分两段，十四节到十八节就在讲，我们讲的道理啊要纯正。
And there's two different sections, and from verse 14 to 18 it talks about the words we speak must be of pure doctrine.
那十九节到二十三节。
From verse 19 to 23.
就在提到。要做一个贵重的器皿。
That we must be noble vessels.
要离开不义的事情。
That we must flee from unrighteous things.
好，那我们现在看第一段啊。
So let's first take a look at the first portion.
所以这个十九节到二十三节是指着我们的品德。
Verse 19 to 23 talks about our virtues.
好，那到十四节到十八节是讲我们的。属灵智慧。
Then verse 14 to 18 talks about our spiritual knowledge, our wisdom.
要做神没有亏欠的工人，要有属灵的智慧，也要有属灵的品德。
And to be an approved worker of God, we must have spiritual wisdom as well as virtue.
那这个属灵的智慧在哪里表现出来
？And how do we demonstrate this wisdom?
我们现在看十五节。
Let's take a look at verse 15.Verse 15, be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
就是说按正义分解真理的道。
And here it says we must rightly divide the word of truth.
这个道理啊要经过解释之后大家才听得懂听得明白。
Only through explanation can all the members understand the truth.
那道理在解释的过程当中，还有它的原则。
And through these explanations, we need principles.
所以我们解释的才是合乎原来圣经的意思。
So that our explanations fall in line with the original meaning in the Bible.
那这个叫做按正义来分解真理的道。
And this is what it means to rightly divide the word of truth.
所以我们教会啊，一般在领会，你要强调一个重点，一般都是先翻圣经。
So normally when we lead services in church, one thing we emphasize is that we must open the Bible.
根据这一段圣经，所以我们有什么属灵的教训
？And we take the teachings out of the Bible.
这是一个我们最基本的原则。
And this is one of our most basic principles.
没有根据圣经的个人的看法，我们都不讲。
If it is a personal opinion and not referenced to in the Bible, we generally do not speak about such things.
因为我们 要分解真理的道，让人得造就。
Because we need to properly divide the truth to allow us to be edified.
所以十五节说，竭力在神面前做喜悦的工人。
So here it says we must be diligent to present ourselves as approved workers of God.
因此我们在分解真理的道，分解的按着正义，在神面前就可以蒙神喜悦。
And if we do this, then we will allow God to be glad.
那为什么要提到按正义分解神的道？
And why did it say that we need to rightly divide the word of truth?
如果我们看十六节
，Let's take a look at verse 16.
远避世俗的虚谈，这等人必进到更不敬虔的地步。
Says, but shun profane and idle babblings, for they will increase to more ungodliness. Verse 17.
他们的话好像毒疮越大越大。
And it says their message will spread like cancer.
所以如果我们讲的道理，跟纯正的道理不一样。
That is, if what we preach is different from the sound doctrine.
有时候跟十七节讲一样，好像毒疮越来越大。
It will become like a cancer, getting larger and larger.
还有就是好像笑。
And like yeast.
会发酵。
That it will cause everything to rise.
那这个毒疮或笑继续扩大，就进入十八节。
This yeast and this cancer, if it keeps spreading, it will go into verse 18.
最后一句话，败坏好些人的信心。
And in the last part of it, it says it will overthrow the faith of some.
本来我们分解道是要造就的。
And originally, we were dividing the truth so that we could edify others.
但是分解不对，就会败坏人的信心。
But if we do not divide the truth properly, then we will actually spoil people's faith.
那十八节前半句就讲，当时有一个例子，就是说复活的事没有了，过去了。
And there was an example in that time that saying that there is no such thing as a resurrection.
那这个叫做偏离真道。
And that is to stray from the truth.
因为真道里面真的有复活。
Because indeed there was a resurrection.
这是我们信耶稣最大、最重要、最后的一个盼望。
And this is a great hope we have in believing in Christ.
那没有复活，那为什么要信耶稣？
Now if there was no resurrection, then why do we believe in God?
这样讲会败坏人的信心。
If we say such things that there was no resurrection, we will overthrow people's faith.
那每一个时代都有它不同的问题跑出来。
In every age or generation, there will be different issues that occur.
保罗写提摩太前书的时候，那个问题就是复活没有了。
And back in the time that Paul wrote this letter to Timothy, it was the fact that people were saying there was no resurrection.
所以人的信心就会受动摇，那我信耶稣要做什么？
And so it allowed people's faith to be shaken, and they wondered why would I believe in Christ.
那如果没有按正义分解的道理，第二个危险就是在十四节。
And if we don't rightly divide the truth, the second danger is found in verse 14. Verse 14, remind them of these things, charging them before the Lord not to strive about words to no profit, to the ruin of the hearers. And here it says, do not strive about words with no profit.
那前面就有如果不是传正道，就会产生争辩。
And previously, we had mentioned that if you're not preaching the sound doctrine, you will create division and dissension.
我们看提摩太前书六章。
Let's look at First Timothy chapter 6.
三节跟四节。
Verse 3 and 4, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 3. If anyone teaches otherwise and does not consent to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which accords with godliness, verse 4, he is proud, knowing nothing, but is obsessed with disputes and arguments over the words, from which come envy, strife, reveling, evil, and evil suspicions.
这里讲啊，传异教，什么是异教？就是跟主耶稣纯正的话语、敬虔的道理不同。
And here it talks about heresy, and what is heresy? It's anything that does not agree with the sound doctrine of Christ.
那这样传下去啊，在第四节就产生嫉妒、纷争、毁谤话。
And here it says,
前面争辩。
and says that the preaching of heresies create disputes and arguments, envy, strife, and reveling. And if we go back to 2 Timothy chapter 2,
第一个, 我们要做, 在神面前不会惭愧的工人,
and so the first thing to be an approved worker before God is that we speak the sound doctrine. In that way, we will not have dissension and division.
那第二个,
and next, so that the people's faith will not be overthrown.
那19节,
in verse 19,
在提到做一个神喜悦的工人, 在品德上, 要注意什么?
It speaks about what kind of virtues we must have to be a worker approved by God.
第19节下半句啊, 又说称呼主名的人总要离开不义。
And looking at the latter half of the verse, it says, let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity.
啊，就是要离开罪。That
means we must depart from sin.
这样才能够做神所喜悦的工。Only
then can we be a worker approved by God.
那接下去他就提到啊，有提到各种不同器皿。
And following that, it speaks about different vessels.
到最后神所用的这个21节，最洁脱离卑贱的事。And
next, we've got in verse 21, the vessels used for honor.
他是因为他自己洁净自己。It's
because he has cleansed himself.
然后脱离卑贱。And
he has left all these things that are unrighteous.
那要脱离这个不义啊，这个罪，19节要怎么做？
And to leave, to flee from unrighteous things, what must we do? It tells us in verse 19.
Verse
22.
要逃避少年人的私欲。
That we must flee from youthful lust.
怎么逃避？
How do we do this?
要同那清心祷告主的人。
And pursue all the good things along and pray with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
那下面就是要追求公义信德的那一位。And
that we need to pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace.
这样一方面逃避，那另外一方面追求。
And in one aspect, we flee the negative things and we pursue the good things.
啊，那个灵属灵的品德就进步。Then
our spiritual virtues will improve.
啊，属灵的品德好，再加上有属灵的智慧，两个合起来就是神所喜悦的功能。And
if we have done this and fled from these things and have good spiritual virtues along with the sound doctrine, then we will be approved workers.
这是第二章啊。And
this is chapter 2.
好，那第二章的24节、25节。
And here it tells us how to deal with people who have some issues in church. Verse 24, and the servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient. Verse 25, in humility, correcting those who are in opposition. If God perhaps will grant them repentance so that they might know the truth. Verse 26, and that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will.
所以讲哦,有时候我们在教会遇到抵挡的人。In
verse 25, it says that sometimes we will meet opposition in church.
如果英文在看这个环境是反对的啊。And
that is people who will go against us.
那好像这个社会里面啊,政党都有反对他。
It's just like every political party has an opposition.
啊，教会里面有一些人啊，就是会抵挡。And
in church, likewise, sometimes we'll have people who oppose us.
那如果这个抵挡人讲的是对，当然我们要改变。Obviously,
if the person who opposes us speaks correctly, then we must change.
但是常常这个抵挡人讲的不对。But
often the people that oppose us are actually incorrect. What do we do?
啊，这就告诉我们。
And in these verses, it tells us. The people that oppose us.
是26节。
Verse 26.
他们已经被魔鬼任意引去。
They have actually been taken captive by the devil.
所以有一些在抵挡圣公啊, 就是因为他被魔鬼控制,所以他被魔鬼掳去, 抓去就是被控制了。
So some people who actually hinder the holy work, they have actually been taken captive by the devil and now have been controlled by the devil.
就现在里面的跑不出来。
And they've been stuck in this trap, in this snare.
中了魔鬼的计谋。
And they have fallen into the trap of Satan.
那现在如果要救这个人啊，要让他醒过来。
And to save these people, to allow them to come to their senses.
所以在26节下半句说，可以醒过来，脱离他的网。
We do want them to come to their senses and escape the snare.
那如果受迷惑没有醒过来，迷到最后会变成什么？
And for those who have been led astray, and in the end, what is their result?
会离开真道。
That they will depart from the truth.
啊，就会离开真教会。
And they will depart from the church.
所以这个有反对的人存在啊，我们要做的最后一个目标是。
So for those who oppose the gospel or the truth, we must allow them to come to their senses.
一醒过来，魔鬼就没有办法做。And
if they finally come to their senses, then the devil can no longer work.
魔鬼做工就是人啊，醒不过来，他受迷惑。And
when the devil works, he allows people to be led astray so that they cannot come to their senses.
那要怎么做？
So what must we do?
这是24。It
says in verse 24.
主的仆人不可争辩。That
we must not quarrel as servants of God.
只要温和待众。That
be gentle to all.
然后，25节。Verse
25。温柔劝诫抵挡。We must patiently and humbly correct those who are in opposition.
所以哦，要温和待这样的人。Now
in peace we must bring these people back.
然后用温和来劝诫。
And must teach them patiently.
这样哦，像说获取神给他们悔改的心，他们就明白道理，就会醒过来。
It says that perhaps God will grant them a heart of understanding.
但这非常难。This
is very difficult.
有时候我们遇到不同意见的人哦。Sometimes
we face people who have very different opinions.
都会失去耐心。And
we will lose our patience.
我们就失去耐心的时候，就动发脾气。And
at times when we lose our patience, we may get angry.
那这样啊，我们就跟圣经不。And
if we do this, if we get angry, then we have not followed the Bible.
哦，那圣经的讲法就是要用温柔来劝诫他。And
what it teaches us here is that we must be gentle and teach them with patience.
那他悔改了。And
when they have repented.
那魔鬼就抓不住他了。
Then the Satan has no longer has a hold on them. And they have escaped the snare of the devil.
这是第二章啊，就提摩太的吩咐。And
this is what Paul entrusted Timothy in chapter 2.
作为一个没有惭愧的工人。How
to be a worker approved by God.
在真理上，在道德上。
Morally and in doctrine.
哦，那对了，有一些。 引导
，and that we need to be leaders.
啊，那在教会怎么对待那些反对的人
？And how to treat those who oppose us in church?
24到26。That's
what it says in verse 24 to 26.
第二章啊。Chapter
2.
那到第二章有没有什么问题
？Any questions on chapter 2?
没有，就进入第三章了。There
are none. We'll continue for chapter 3.
第三章啊，在讲末世守道的困难。And
in chapter 3, it tells us about the difficulty in upholding the truth in the end time. Let's take a look at verse 1. But know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come.
你说危险的日子。Here
it says perilous days or dangerous days.
那末日的危险是什么？
So what is the danger in the end time?
就从第二节一直讲到第七节。And
it tells us from verse 2 to 7.
末日的危险啊，最重要是，我们 人的这个罪恶跟活在罪里面。
And the greatest danger in the end time is that man will live in sin.
这是最大的危险。
And this is the greatest danger.
有人在讲末日最大的危险就是世界末日。
Some people say that the greatest danger in the end time is that the end will come.
那世界末日最大的危险。
And what is the greatest danger of the end day?
核子弹。
Is the atomic bomb.
当然这样听起来很可怕。
Of course, this sounds very frightening.
你见到如果伦敦上掉了一个核子弹。
Just imagine an atomic bomb dropping over London.
就在教会上面。
Right on top of the church. What would happen?
不要几秒钟，我们都变灰了。
And we'd all become ashes.
再掉十个，你有没有？没有关系啊。
It doesn't matter if there's 10 atomic bombs.
你已经死变灰了。
Because you're already dead and ashes.
我觉得那个如果真的是原子弹一下来，死得很快。
And I feel like if the atomic bomb actually did come, we'd just die very fast.
看起来很可怕，其实很可怕，一一下你就死掉了。
It sounds and looks scary, but in fact, you would die in an instant.
最可怕不是原子弹。
And the most frightening thing is not the atomic bomb.
原子弹的最可怕是原子弹还没有掉下来，好多人死掉了。
The most frightening thing is right before the atomic bomb comes, many people have died.
怎么死掉？
How did they die?
灵性死掉。
Because they're spiritually dead.
那灵性怎么会死掉呢？
And how do they die spiritually?
所以从第二节一直讲到第四。
And it tells us from verse 2 to verse 9.
最末是危险的日子啊，不是那个怪在的，什么可怕。
And the most frightening things in the last days are not external conditions or factors.
不是外在这个有什么战争啊，什么子弹。
It's not any bombs or wars.
末是最大的危险，灵性上、道德上。
The most frightening things about the last days is that people's morals and their spirits will be dead.
好，那怎么办？那末世危险是什么？第二节。
So let's take a look at verse 2. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. Verse 3. Unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good. Verse 4, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Verse 5, having a form of godliness but denying its power, and on such people turn away. And this is the greatest danger of the end time.
专顾自己。
Those who love themselves.
专顾自己一个，你怎么知道专顾自己？
How do we know that they are lovers of themselves?
我知道你专顾自己。
How do we know that they are lovers of themselves?
专顾自己就是我们在考虑事情，都是以我们自己为中心。
That when we make any decisions, we always think of me.
那就是专顾自己。
That is to be a lover of yourself.
其实这个是现代社会里面越来越普遍。
In fact, this is becoming very, very common in today's society.
好，下面贪爱钱财。
Next, lovers of money.
我钱财已经快超过神了。
And oftentimes people put money before God.
那像是贪啊，这个自夸狂妄棒，给辈夫空人妇女心不胜。
And there's boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy.
第三节，无亲情不解怨。
It says verse 3, unloving and unforgiving.
不解怨就是别人得罪我们了，一辈子你就把他当作他不存在啊。
Being unforgiving is if somebody offends you and just treating them as if they don't exist for the rest of your life.
不理他了。
You don't care about them.
就是一种不解怨的表现。
This is something you do if you are unforgiving.
那下面说不能制约性情轻暴不爱良善。
And next is without self-control, brutal and despisers of good. Verse 4.
是任意妄为，就强调自由。我想怎么做我就怎么做。
And people who are lovers of pleasure are people who just do whatever they want.
不然你私生活也管不上。不然你赖，你没有办法去管他。
And you can't really control their private lives.
对啊，因为这个本身呢，他觉得这是他的自由。
Because they feel like this is their own freedom. And there are people who are lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. And sometimes in service there are very few people.
但是如果谈到活动,
but during activities, a whole bunch of people come. We have this, these scenes at church.
集会里面什么人，但是如果办活动，人一堆。When
you have service, there are very few, but when you have activities, many more people come out of the woodwork.
这里讲啊，爱厌乐不爱神。And
here it says they're lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God.
所以有时候我们人在拜神哈，就有一种心态，我们大家有没有听过，好像消费者的心态。
And it says that sometimes as Christians, we are like consumers.
Yeah. That
is, you need to pay. And someone will give you a service. And this is what it is to be a consumer. And sometimes we come to church and we treat it, we are like consumers. And we give offerings for these
tithes. 宗教就是要办好啊,
and we expect the church to do a good job in RE.
哦，办不好啊, 我孩子信仰不好, 这是教会的责任。
And we say that we've given you offerings. If you do not do the RE properly, then that is the church's responsibility.
我来教会应该办煮得很好吃。
And when I come to church, there should be good meals.
房子打扫得很干净。
It should be very clean.
道理讲得很好,
it should be very good gospel, very good sermons.
所以我来教会会觉得很舒服。
So that I feel very comfortable at church.
那我什么都不需要做，我只要奉献。
And I don't need to do anything, I don't need to offer.
这个就是消费者，这个跟圣经不一样。
This is what it is to be a spiritual consumer, and it's very different from what's written in the Bible.
所以这里讲啊, 爱厌乐不爱死。
And here it says lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God.
那第五节，敬虔的外貌，违背敬虔的实意。And
that is having a form of godliness but denying its power.
所谓外貌就是说你看得见。And
it says that a form which is something that we can see.
就是在外表上看起来好，是一个信仰。So
externally they are a member.
可以来教会聚会。They
come to service.
这叫有敬虔的外貌。And
this is a form of godliness.
那并得具会被敬虔的实意。
Here, it says, you must turn away from such people.
违背敬虔的实意,
that they deny its power.
Yeah. 就是说, deny the power, 就是说我们如果敬虔这个敬虔会影响我们，有那个 power, power 就会改变我们。
That we deny that this power can change us.
我们表面上好像在拜神啊，又来教会聚会，但是事实上我们生活没有改变。And
superficially we are Christians, but in our lives we have not changed our lives or allowed the power to change our lives.
这个叫做有敬虔的外貌，为了敬虔的实意。And
this is what it means to have a form of godliness but deny its power.
生活没有改变。That
we have not changed our lives.
啊，即使来教会也是要追求快乐，不是追求神。
And some people come to church to pursue joy and happiness rather than God.
Okay, 那第六节开始。
Verse 6.
讲有一些人啊，第七节，常常学习没有办法明白。
Jump to verse 7. It says some people are always learning but never able to come to knowledge. Why?
前面一节。
Verse 6. It tells us.
第六节在讲，有一些人啊， 进到人家牢笼无知的妇人。
It says there are some people who creep into households and make captives of gullible women.
好，那这样漠视这个危险要怎么来对付？
So how do we face all these dangers in the end time?
才能够真的得救。
That we may truly be saved.
接下去啊。
And he will tell us.
第9节开始。
Starting from verse 9.
这里要讲末世的守道，有几条几点。
And here it says there are a few things that we must do in terms of keeping the doctrine.
我看第十
节。Let's take a look at verse 10. Verse 10, but you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance.
好，这个第十节就讲要有榜样。
And here it says we must set an example.
末世要守道。就是教会的榜样。
In the end time, to keep the doctrine, we must have a good example at church.
所以保罗是告诉你们，你服从我的教训，品性、志向、信心、宽容、爱心、忍耐，这个就是榜样。
So Paul instructed Timothy to have set a good example in doctrine, in his manner of life, in purpose, in faith, in long suffering, love, and perseverance.
但是我们看到教会里面有一些榜样。我们本身要行道就更简单了，因为有一个榜样。
And if we see a good example in church for us to carry out the word of God will be much easier because we have this example.
这是第一个准备。
And this is the first kind of preparation you should have.
那第二个要默修什么？第二个方法是什么
？What's the second method to keep the word of God or the doctrine in end time?
Verse 12.
And verse 12.Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ, Jesus will suffer persecution. And must be prepared to suffer. In the end time, if no one is prepared to suffer, they will all fall. Because this persecution will be too great. In verse 11, it says, persecutions, afflictions which happened to me in Antioch.At Iconium at Lystra, which persecutions I endured, and out of them all the Lord delivered me.
所以在苦难中主把我救出来，所以在末世哦，需要有受苦的准备。
And out of suffering, Paul was delivered out of all of these. So in the end time, we likewise must be prepared to suffer.
好，那第三个。
And the third thing.
这个受苦在十二节讲，立志在耶稣基督近前度日都要受苦。
And it says in verse 12 that if we want to live godly lives in Christ, we must suffer. And this is indeed true.
好，那最后一个末世守道要守道怎么办？
And the final way to keep the word in the end.
我们看十四节
Verse 14 and 15. Verse 14, but you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of.Knowing from whom you have learned them, verse 15, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, and are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus.
啊，这里讲在末世守道，就是表示要明白道理。
And here it says that we must understand the truth.
啊，那怎么明白道理？
And how do we understand the truth?
15.
Verse 15.
从小管圣经。
That you have understood it from your childhood.
一个明白圣经会有得救的智慧。
That it has the wisdom for salvation.
那十七节。
Verse 17.
要属神的人预备人各样的善事。
That the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work.
所以第三章在讲末世来到的危险。
And so in chapter 3, it tells us about the dangers that will come in the end time.
从信仰上要站立得稳，需要三个条件。
And those who want to stand firm in their faith must have three criteria.
第一个。
First.
要有榜样。
They must have an example.
第二个。
Second.
要立志受苦。
They must be determined to suffer.
第三个。
And third.
要明白圣经。
They must understand the Bible.
那这样子，末世守道就。
And in the end, this is how we can uphold the truth.
我现在这个年轻的一代流失越来越多，就像在英国就这样。
I find that in this generation, with the youth, there are many lost sheep. So I don't know if it's the same in UK.
啊，特别网络发达以后更困难。
Especially
工作越来越困难。
Especially once the internet, the age of the internet, things have gotten worse.
所以这讲末世的守道，确实是很重要。
And so this is very important, how to uphold the truth.
好，在第三章有没有什么问题？
Any questions on chapter 3?
那我们三章十六节啊。
Also, let's take a look at chapter 3, verse 16. Verse 16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
Okay. 这个十六节啊，神所默示的啊。
And this is that all scripture is inspired by God.
有的英文翻译 inspired, 有的 NIV。有的翻作 breath, 神的气吹上去。
In other translations, it says all scriptures God breathed.
神把气吹到那个泥土造的人，他就变成有灵的活人。
When God breathed on the dirt, he created a being that was alive.
所以那个
had spirit.
气啊，就要有神的生命能力在里面。
So this breath of God has life and life within it.
所以吹到泥土造他就活起来，变成有神的形象。
So that once God breathed onto the man, he became a live human being.
那这个圣经是神的气啊，吹到人里面。
And likewise, the scripture is God breathed into man.
神的感动，神的灵啊，灌到人里面就开始写。
That is, once he inspired people, he inspired them to write.
所以写是人写的，但它里面的那个思想是神来的。
So indeed, it was written by the hands of man, but the inspiration came from God.
这是圣经的价值。
And this is the value of the Bible.
我都读过一篇文章。
And I read a piece of literature.
那大概很久以前了。
Very long time ago.
它是英国一个报纸在做一个调查。
That there was a study done.
如果你要进到监牢三年
，If you want to go into prison for 3 years，
那允许你带三本书
，And you're allowed to bring 3 books，
你们带什么
？Which books would you bring？
请问大家
，And I'll open this question to everybody。
如果你要进监牢三年，可以带三本书，你带什么
？If you had to be in prison for 3 years and could bring 3 books， which books would they be？
圣经。
Bible.
只有一本，还有两本。
Two more books.
还有一本。
One more.
教会的杂志。
教会的。
Church magazine.
全部都跟信仰有关。
That all have to do with that faith.
那个报纸在讲哦，90%以上的人都有圣经这本书。
And the study showed that over 90% of people wanted to bring the Bible.
事实上哦，除了圣经以外，找不到一本书可以读三年。
In fact, other than the Bible, there's not many other books you can read for 3 years.
报纸今天看了，明天你还会看。
When you read the newspaper today, would you read it again tomorrow?
那不是新闻，那是旧。
It's no longer news, it's old news.
哦，反正现在电脑有什么手册。电脑好 ，manual。
We have manuals for our computers and other electronics.
要几年这个都丢掉，不过时了。
After a few years, we'll throw these away because they are out of date.
你们有没有看那个小说
？Have you read any novels?
因为哪一本小说可以看三年
？Which novels can you read for 3 years?
看一遍就知道在讲什么。
Once you read it once, you already know what it's all about.
只有圣经。
There's only the Bible. And you can read your entire life.
是神的气吹到里面。
Because God has breathed into it.
那有神的生命。
And it has the life of God within it.
有神的能力在里面。
It has His power within it.
那所以哦，我们要不是神的要末世了，要读圣经。
So to serve God in the end time, we need to read the Bible.
那十五节。
Verse 15.
你从小明白圣经。
That from your childhood you have known the scriptures.
圣经使你因信基督而有得救的智慧。
Which were able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus.
所以圣经会让你有智慧。
So the Bible allows us to have wisdom.
那这个智慧是让你得救的智慧。
And this wisdom will bring us salvation.
所以聪明跟智慧不太一样。
So being knowledgeable is different from being wise.
有的人在地上很聪明。
There are many people out there very smart or knowledgeable in the world, but they do not have wisdom. So to truly have wisdom is to know God through the scriptures. And how do we say this? Because they are smart, they can earn a lot of money. And how can we say that they do not have wisdom? Because when they spend their money, it has nothing to do with God.
买房子，买车子，买一些享受的。
They buy a house, they buy a car, they buy other luxuries to enjoy.
这样的生活方式到最后都是虚空的。
And this kind of lifestyle is empty in the end. So they lack wisdom.
那有的人呢，不是很聪明。
And so there are people who are not very smart.
他赚的钱也不多。
And they don't earn that much money.
但他很有智慧。
But they have great wisdom.
那怎么知道他有智慧？
And how do we know?
他除了自己用剩下，他会去用这些去做善事奉献。
With the little they have remaining, they will use this to offer or to do charitable works.
那剩下这些钱呢，就有属灵的价值在。
And this little money has some spiritual value within it.
这个就是智慧。
And this is wisdom.
所以，圣经能够让我们因耶稣有得救的智慧。
And so the Bible will allow us to have wisdom for salvation.
就是说，你就知道怎么做才可以得救，那这个就是智慧。
And wisdom is to know what to do to be saved.
好，那十六节的下半句啊，在讲圣经。使人归正，教导人学义都是有益处的。
In the latter half of verse 16, it says that the scripture is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, instruction in righteousness.
17.
That the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work.
好，属神的，谁是属神的？
Who is a man of God?
受洗的就是属神。
Anyone who is baptized.
因为他是神。宝血买来的话，就是神付代价，所以是属神。
Because they were bought at a price with the blood of Jesus.
那圣经会让属神受洗过的人可以完全。
So the scripture will allow a man of God to complete every good work.
没有圣经怎么不会完全。
And we can be complete through the Bible. Without the Bible, we cannot ever achieve this.
为什么这样讲？
And why would I say this?
雅各书说哦。我们听的道理是对着镜子看自己。
In the book of James, it tells us that when we read the scriptures, it's like a mirror.
你如果没有照镜子，怎么知道自己
？If you do not look in a mirror, how would you know yourself？
头发弄好了吗？那身体哪一部分的好啊？看不到。
Is your hair kept? What part of your body is okay or not okay？
那圣经就是神的话。
So Bible is the word of God.
那我们。认识的神的话，用这样来检讨我们自己。
Once we understand the word of God, we use this to examine ourselves.
就等于站在镜子面前。
This is equivalent to standing in front of a mirror.
那我们才会改变，才会进步。
Then we can change and improve.
所以属神的人要完全，一定要明白神的话。
So for a man of God to be complete, we must understand the word of God.
那这样我们才能够预备行善事。
And only then can we be equipped to do every good work.
所以我们要服侍神。
So if we want to serve God,
那末世要守道，读圣经是最基本。
In the end, we need to uphold the truth, and the very basic principle of this is to read the Bible.
让我们有得救的智慧。
So that we may have wisdom for salvation.
来会让我们完全。
And that we may be complete.
行善事。
To do every good work.
现在第四章。
In verse chapter 4.
第四章呢，是保罗写书信里面的最后一篇呢。
And this is the last part of this letter to the Timothy.
第四章最 重要的一段就是保罗生命得胜的凯歌。
And the most important part is、when Paul speaks about his victory, which is starting in verse 7. Verse 7, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Verse 8, finally there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on that day, and not to me, but only, but also to those who have loved his appearing. There are two、elderly people in the Bible.
活了一辈子，对人生结论不一样。
That had two very different conclusions to life.
哪两个老人？哪两个？第一个是谁？所罗门。
Solomon.
他活了一辈子，结论是什么？
What was his conclusion to life? Vanity.
那这里保罗快要死了。
And Paul was about to pass on here.
在最后一天了。
And this is his final chapter.
保罗活了一辈子，他发现人生不虚空啊。
And he found that it, life was not meaningless.
为什么？
Why?
我现在死了，不但可以上天国，有荣耀的冠冕。
He thought that now I can go to heaven and receive this crown of righteousness.
那为什么两个人活了一辈子结论不一样？
And how come these two people had very different conclusions?
为什么两个活了一辈子对人生结论不一样？
How come these two people lived their entire lives and had very different conclusions?
Andy,
因为保罗知道他的目的。
Because Paul knew his goal.
因为他的内容不一样。
Very different content.
结论是不一样。
So the result was different.
保罗是以神为主。
Paul lived for Christ.
那所罗门为什么要活？
And what did Solomon live for?
保罗活着服侍神啊，那所罗门活着服侍什么？
Paul lived to serve God. What did Solomon live to serve?
服侍自己的欲望。
He wanted to serve his own desires.
自己活得很快乐，就这样吧。
That he could enjoy all the things in life.
那我们刚刚听到
Often we hear.
活着的时候，希望像所罗门。
When we live, we want to be like Solomon.
很多所罗门虚空，至少如果像所罗门体验过虚空，会甘愿的。
That I know that Solomon's conclusion was that everything was vain, but I don't mind.
所以人活着希望像所罗门。
So many people say they want to live like Solomon.
死了又像保罗。
But they want to die like Paul.
不像，大家就说。
And many people hope for this.
活要像所罗门，死要像保罗。
To live like Solomon and die like Paul.
有没有可能？
Is this possible? It's not possible.
都种什么，你收什么。
Whatever you reap, sow you reap.
所以所罗门到最后，保罗到最后，美好的仗我打过。
So in the end, Paul concluded with that.I have fought the big fight. He had fought the fight of the gospel.
当保罗如果跑进了。
And he said, I have finished the race.
从受洗一直到为主殉道。
All the way from when he was baptized to being a missionary.
到为主死了。
Until he died for Christ.
这段时间叫做路天路。
That was his heavenly journey.And he had finished this road.
那所信的道守住了。
And he said that I have kept the faith.
他现在得的是公义的冠冕。
And so now all he was waiting for was the crown of righteousness.
那有一天神要赐给他。
Which he would receive from God.
那不只是给他。
And not only to him.
也要赐给凡爱慕他显现。
But also to all who have loved his appearing.
所以，什么叫做成功的人生？
To have a successful life.
如果回到圣经呢？
You become back to the Bible.
所以成功的人生就是像保罗一样。
A successful life is just like Paul.
不但可以进天国。
Not only can you enter heaven.
而且在天国有什么赏赐？
And not only will you have a reward in heaven.
这个就是成功。
This is success.
不能上天国。
If you cannot enter heaven.
人生就不是成功。
Then you have not succeeded in life.
就是。连个人在看成功都不太一样。
So the way a spiritual person would look at success is quite different.
好，那第四章的开头啊，从第一节到第六节。
So the beginning of chapter 4 from verse 1 to 6.
保罗在吩咐提摩太。
Paul is telling Timothy.
第二节。
Verse 2, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, in all long-suffering and teaching.
要用各种不同的方法来传道。
That you must use various different methods to preach the word.
然后第五节。
Verse 5, but you be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry.
就是要忍受苦难啊，做传道的工作。
That is to endure afflictions and do the work of an evangelist.
尽最大的力量去服侍神。
That you must put all your effort in to serve God.
然后第六节，我第四次的到来。
And chapter 6 is that the time of my departure is at hand.
对他来讲，没有遗憾了。
So he says, I have no regrets.
他已经把生命活出最大的价值。
Because he has already given his all to his life.
他活出最大的价值。
He has lived the best life that he could have.
就最大的赏赐。
And he will receive the greatest reward.
好，那从第九节开始就记载一些人。
And in verse 9, starting from chapter verse 9, we can see different characters.
跟他同工的，有的是逼迫他的。
Some have were his coworkers, some were persecuting him. And he has written these all out.
好，那我们提摩太后书就将它结束。前后书有没有什么问题？
We are about to conclude the book of 2 Timothy. Are there any questions regarding the books of 1 and 2 Timothy?Any questions?
最后的结论就是什么？人生要抓住最后一点。
So the conclusion is that in life we must hold on to the final destination.
那一点就是要见神。
And that is to see God.
那以这一点为目标来决定我们要怎么生活。
And we use this goal as the goal and.This should decide how we live.
啊，那这样就不会迷失，而且能够生命活得很有意义。
And if we do this, we will not get lost or go astray, and our lives will be full of meaning. That's the conclusion.
好，那么期末了。
That's pretty exciting.